Welcome to Musically and Technically Speaking, a podcast where music and technology intersect, hosted by Brenda Minch and Carol Broves. Today's podcast is all about the iPhone iTouch app. Well, good evening, everyone. It's been a while since we've done a podcast, and Carol's joined me again tonight. Hey, Carol.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Brenda.
So we thought, since last time we mentioned that we were going to talk about our iTouch and our iPhone, that we better actually record the podcast since we said we were going to do it.
Right. We've sort of been in our own little world. These have been taken over our lives.
Yes, they have. They have. So we've been, I've been messing with mine a lot. I don't know about you, Carol. You got a phone. Oh. I just got your touch, but I'm excited about the touch.
Uh-huh.
And you're excited about your phone.
Right. It's basically the same thing. I mean, it really is.
Yes, except for yours is cooler because you actually have internet wherever you are, whenever you want it, unless you're in a building that's like, you know, all block or something.
Like my building.
Right.
So, you know, I might be dealing like iTouch, sort of an iTouch myself.
So. Oh, goodness. Okay. Yeah. So we thought today we would kind of talk about, each of us are going to talk about two apps that we really like, and they don't have to be education related because this is still pretty new for all of us.
Right. And fun is fun.
That's right. And, you know, fun or organizational or whatever, just whatever makes you happy. And then we're also going to, end the show talking about the different Twitter apps that we've kind of looked at and what we decided on and how we decided to come to that conclusion for ourselves.
Because we are social networkers.
Apparently, yes.
Super duper ones.
Well, I don't know about super duper, but we're out there.
We're out there.
So, all right, I'll let you start. What's your first pick?
Okay, my first pick, of course, is everyone has it, is Bump. I like it because I don't have to write anything down. If someone has it, you just take the thing, load it up, and you bump it with the person, and all their information goes in. Of course, you have to have all that information loaded in before. So some people don't know that. And so sometimes their information isn't always there. But I've managed to get everyone's information when I was at a conference that had this. So I love that.
See, it's really cool, but it's dependent on the other people you know being tech inclined. Otherwise, it's not very helpful.
Right. So it's not. It's more of a Wii app. You know, we could call them Wii apps and like independent apps. Mm-hmm. It's more of a Wii app.
Yeah.
You have someone else have that same thing.
Right.
So what is your favorite one?
All right. So far my favorite one is one that I just got. I paid for it and it's called Calendgoo. And the reason I like it is that it takes my Google calendars and it keeps them all separated. It doesn't try and mash them all into one humongously large Google calendar.
Right.
So I can tell, like, what's my stuff and what's my mom's stuff and, like, what's your stuff and what's my school stuff. And it keeps it color-coded. It looks exactly on my iTouch the way it looks on the internet when I look at my Google Calendar.
What's it called again?
Calendgoo. And it costs money. I think it was, like, $5, maybe $7, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm. It was under 10. Totally worth every penny for me because that is how I keep my sanity. And there's been a couple of times last year before I had this because we don't have wireless in our buildings. So my laptop is useless to me as far as, like, scheduling stuff.
Right.
I had gotten down to the low-tech end. Every week I was printing out my calendar for school and carrying it with me in a binder. And so if someone wanted to schedule something with me for my tech time in the afternoons, I had to whip that thing out, and then I had to make sure I updated it at the end of the day. It was just horrible. So this is going to be so much nicer because it lets me do it offline, and so I don't have to worry about, you know, if I have internet or not. And then when I get to someplace that has Wi-Fi, it just syncs my calendars.
Fabulous.
I know. Totally rocks. So that's my first choice. What is your second choice, Carol?
The Google mobile app. I am in love with this one. I can't tell you how many times I do searches and stuff, and now it has that thing where you can talk into it, where you just go in, and of course, all my documents. Now, we talked about this before. You can't edit anything. That's
right.
The downside on that, and that's GotchBins to go.
But maybe it's coming.
Maybe
it's coming because you know Google likes to.
Right. So they got this voice search, and so my husband and I will sit there and we'll ask a question. I can just like type it in and voice search it, and just boom, it pops right up. I don't have to type.
So you're no longer dependent on your pokey texting thumbs.
No.
Yeehaw.
So I think that is just amazing. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, and I could also put in another one that I love is the 1Password, because my big thing is the whole reason I didn't want to get anything until there was a password app.
Right.
That's how I got into this whole thing. So the 1Password. Really, because I have my passwords. It's a whole other program we can talk about. I have over 300 passwords, and they're all different.
Wow.
It's the same one. So.
So you got to have something to organize that. Then I get it.
I have a system on what I do, but you know.
But if you forget, then you're typing for 30 minutes trying to figure out what.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I got my passwords on here encrypted, and they're also encrypted on my laptop.
Cool.
So what's your second one?
All right. So this is what cracks me up here. All right. The things that you are enamored with this week are things that are like hot and new and like out there, like just came out, like the Bump. I guess Bump is not that new, but the Google one's relatively new.
Yeah.
And you're like all about like cool things that it does, like the Bump, you know, and how that's
right.
Different. And here's what I like. I like calendars and banking.
Okay.
And that says a lot about us, doesn't it?
But you know what? Isn't that what personal computing is about? You know, we are no longer sitting in the classroom and saying we all have to follow this.
Right.
Totally. You use what works for you. And I think that's what you're all about. And that's why I love these apps, because it works for me.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So I have been using, all right, let's back up the boat here. I got my first debit card this summer, which I know, okay, I'm like way behind the boat on that. And I did a blog entry about it, but like I had no need for one. And I don't know, I was doing cash and checks. When they started handing the checks back to me is when I started getting frustrated. Because, you know, now you give them the check and they just run it through electronically and
right.
Then you have to put it back in your purse. Well, I'm figuring if you're not at least going to mail it back to me, I might as well not even write one. So I broke down and got the debit card, but then I started getting really frustrated because now I've got an electronic debit card that I had to record all my transactions with in my check register. So when I got the iTouch, that was one of my big missions, was I'm going to figure out how to make it so that I don't have an electronic and a paper. So that was one of my first things. I started looking for banking apps, and I found one called Pocket Money Lite is what I started with because that was a freebie version.
Right.
And works out really good. Like I can type, you can keep different accounts. Like I can have an account for my checking and account for my savings, and I can even keep track of my like credit cards on there as separate accounts. So I ended up spending, I actually got the paid version because I found out that I couldn't only do two recurring transactions. And I found out, sadly, through my bank, because I bounced a few checks, because I had a lot of things that are just programmed to automatically be withdrawn from my account,
right.
And they weren't showing up on
right.
My iTouch. And so I spent the $5, and now everything's kosher. I'm completely on top of it, and yeah, it totally rocks. I totally would, I mean, that right there, in and of itself, the calendars and the banking, that's a reason to keep the iTouch for me.
Okay, and I got one more for you that you're going to be really into that when I had an iTouch.
Okay.
It is called Instapaper.
Instapaper?
It's a free app.
What is
and
it?
What you can do is what you do is you find the websites when you have internet, and you can read all the websites later. When you
no way!
Instapaper. Insta paper.
All right, I will have to look that one up after we're
because
off.
Because what you do is save the pages for later, read them from your computer. You can use this iPhone app and read them whenever you want. So you go and you find your things and you Instapaper it and whatever. And it let's say you're on your laptop and you want to read it later. It just works. I know it works because I had it with an iTouch. And
nice.
It's fabulous because I could have it when I wasn't on the internet so I could read articles that were, you know what I'm trying to save? It would
right.
Save the way. So. It was a pretty cool app.
See, I'm just fighting the urge right now. I really want to just get on the iTouch and look that up and start gazing at it, but I'm going to stay focused.
Okay.
And
now we're going to talk about Twitter.
Right. Okay, so there's like a gajillion different Twitter apps out there.
Yep. Before we go on, you know that both of us are way Plurk fans.
True, but there are not as many. There's only one Plurk app, and it's totally not the same as it is on the internet.
I it's too linear for me. But yeah. So I do. I have Plurked from it. It was a little intense, but yeah, Twitter I still keep up with, and there's a lot more Twitter apps out there, and each of us have our own favorites.
Right.
So, why don't you go? What do you use? What one do you like?
Well, I kept TweetDeck. I found TweetDeck.
Yes.
I think it was at ICE was when I know other people have been using it for a long time, but I didn't really see a need for it. And so when I started having too many people that I couldn't follow exactly what was going on, that was when someone showed it to me at ICE this past year, and I thought, okay. So the reason I like TweetDeck is it allows me to make groups so that I can scan a column group. Like, I have one for music teachers, and I have one for teachers in general, and then I have one for all my friends. So, like, the music teachers, I read every time, the whole entire thing, top to bottom, every time I get online, because that's, like, you know, where I live, teaching-wise.
Right.
The teachers group, I hit if I have time. And I'll be honest, the all my friends group, I hit if I have, like, nothing to do. Right? To keep myself from being bored. But I like the functionality of it on my laptop, and it works okay for me on the iTouch. I can deal with it.
Okay.
So what do you like?
I'm into Tweety because I have the two accounts, and it looks just like it is on the web.
Oh.
So I can post. It looks just like the same. So that's why I'm looking at TweetDeck right now, and that looks good too. I mean, I think sometimes, you use the program a little bit, and then you get into it, and you use it really a lot, and then you realize, oh, it isn't for me.
Right.
But like I said, I use Tweety. I like the way that it looks. That's just my thing. And I do like the idea of groups, and TweetDeck is great on the computer, too.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And, I liked what you pointed out when we were discussing what we were going to discuss pre-podcasting, that you said that you like to keep a lot of them on your computer and on your phone so that if you're somewhere where something is blocked, you have, like, a back door to get in.
Yeah, that's why I download all that stuff. I have, like I said, I have, like, three or four things on here that I use for Twitter. I have, I have TweetTube I don't use. That's, you can make movies. But, I've got all the different things that people use. Like you said, TweetDeck and CoTweet and, Twitterific, because you never know what's going to work if you're blocked.
Right.
And I'm going to be dealing with that in the fall because I went to school a couple of weeks ago. None of the stuff was blocked last year, and it's all blocked this year. So I've got I don't know. I think they're going to give us a password, but I don't know. We'll see how things go. Every year is a new year, and every year is new stuff. And that's what it's all about.
There's always challenges. Even when we're not at school. Like, for instance, for this podcast, how many times have we been disconnected?
And that's okay.
Right. If you're dedicated, you work around it, right? We're going to make the podcast. So we got disconnected like 6 times. We come back on, we edit it down, and we make it work.
Right. I think one of the biggest things, in two different seminars I was in, and it was all about failure. And one of the things at the Apple conference was all about, I failed, and it was a good moment when you failed. And I'm reading this book right now that I just love. Of course, another podcast. Here we go. Benjamin Zander. And he talks about how when you make a mistake, you should say, well, that's fascinating. And, I think that's okay. So it's fascinating.
It
was a fascinating podcast.
It was.
You're into your banking.
Yes, banking and calendars, and you're doing Bump It and
social networking. That's what I want to know.
You're all about the socializing.
Well,
talking into your machine.
I'm a little worried about all this blocking. I'm hoping that now my phone will work and I can at least, who knows? They may see me in some corner of the school, What's she doing over there?
What is going on? No. Or you'll get some, external antenna sticking out your window there, trying to get a signal that hooks into your phone.
Right.
It's hard telling. Gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, and we'll talk more as we get into the year about what we're doing in different things. Because once school starts, it's going to be a whole new thing.
Right.
What we use this for. Because we don't know.
And it'll also be interesting, because I've only had the iTouch for probably, a month or two? Maybe just a month, I think. And it'll be interesting to see which apps stick. Which ones I use.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Because you put them down there and you think, and you don't really use them at all.
Right.
So, Well, this has been a good one, Brenda.
Yeah, totally enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you would like more information on any of the topics we discussed, all the links are on the blog.